To the book of Acts, in chapter number 4 for a few moments this morning, and ask that you pray for us as we stand before you today that certainly God would use me here this morning as I stand here, that God would anoint me and use me, bring us something today, would encourage and strengthen and challenge each of our hearts here today, and certainly not only that, but bring conviction upon those that could possibly be here today without the Lord Jesus Christ. Acts chapter number 4, the book of Acts, of course, a transitional book, and certainly a lot of great things in the book of Acts. We see, of course, the ascension of the Lord Jesus back to be seated at the right hand of God. We see, of course, the early church and the things that were happening. We see that, of course, Peter preaching and people being saved. We come to chapter number 3, and of course, we see certainly the lame man that is healed, the impotent man. And then we see, of course, in the latter part of chapter number 2, we see another sermon here by Peter, and certainly, again, folks being saved, and certainly God working in a great and miraculous way. And I'm glad the same God that we see, certainly in the book of Acts, is the same God in which we serve today and look to today and trust. Then we come to chapter number 4, and we see some things happening in chapter number 4 that we want to look at today. And certainly, one of the things that I want you to recognize as we read the scriptures this morning, of course, Peter here, and of course, the Sadducees and many of the religious leaders, the Sanhedrin, of course, are questioning Peter and the early apostles and the early believers and doing everything they could to discredit that name that is above every name, the Lord Jesus, and what was taking place. But even they had to take notice of what the Lord Jesus was doing and how God was using these early believers to spread the gospel of the Lord Jesus. And as I was studying, as I was thinking and looking at this particular chapter, certainly this song come to mind, and this thought for this morning's message is just simply, Jesus, there is something about that name. Jesus, there is something about that name. You will find several times here in chapter number 4, it mentioned the name or the name of the Lord Jesus. So I want you to think about that this morning as we stand here, and I pray to be something again that will speak to our hearts and help us. Of course, I know this entire month, all the celebration of the birth of Christ and all that goes through our mind, and certainly even the Sunday school lessons this month lined up with the birth of the Lord Jesus, which certainly should be. We should recognize His birth, but I'm glad that, thank God, not only of His birth, but His death and His burial and His resurrection, which gives us the gospel of the Lord Jesus. And I'm glad He doesn't ever get old, and that's what the world needs today. I know they think they need something else, but I'm glad that it's still the gospel that will change the lives of men, women, boys, and girls. With that being said, have you found your place in the precious Word of God? Say amen. I'm going to ask you to stand this morning out of the reverence of the reading of the Word of God if you're able. And certainly if you're not able this morning, that's certainly okay. I'm going to read several verses and give you a few moments to stretch your legs this morning. Acts chapter number 4, starting in verse number 1. And as they spake unto the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. They laid hands on them and put them in hold until the next day, for it was now evening tide. Howbeit many of them which heard the word, notice in verse 4, even with all that going on, howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. Could you imagine? And verse 5 says, and it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes, and Annas the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power, or notice now, or by what name have you done this? And then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done unto the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you and to all the people of Israel. Notice again that by the name, hallelujah, by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, who God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is a stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Notice verse 12, neither is there salvation, watch it now, in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John,
and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge, notice this, and took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. Hallelujah. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, "What shall we do to these men? For they indeed a notable miracle hath been done by them, is manifest to all that to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it." Boy, that's the kind of work we need God to do. When people have to look at it and know that it was God that done it, but that it spread no further among the people. Notice they didn't want it to go out. Let us straightly threaten them that they speak henceforth, notice again, to no man in this name. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor to teach, watch it again, in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, "Whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you, more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak," watch this, "the things which we have seen and heard." So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people. For all men glorified God for that which was done. For the man was above 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing was showed. May the Lord add his richest blessings to the reading of the precious word of God. Let us pray. Father, we bow in your presence once again today, Father, to thank you for another good day on this side of eternity. Thank you for your love, your grace, your mercy. Thank you for the opportunity and the privilege to be back in your house this morning. Thank you for the teaching of the word of God. Thank you for the beautiful singing. Lord, thank you this morning for the worship. Lord, thank you for the moving of the Holy Spirit of God, Father, in our hearts. And thank you now, Father, for the living word of God. And I pray now as your servant, as I stand here for just a little while, God, I pray you'd anoint me with fresh oil. God, I pray that you would touch my heart, my mind, and my mouth, that, Father, I'd bring the message that's needed for this hour. Then, Lord, I pray that ears and hearts would be open and receptive, Lord, to that which you have for us here today. And, Lord, I pray, Father, this month as we celebrate your wonderful birth, that, Father, we do it in such a manner, Lord, that our hearts would be revived and stirred. And, Lord, we would remember, Lord, the precious gift that was given, Lord, to each and every one, Father, here today and throughout this world, the precious gift of the Lord Jesus. And, Lord, as we stand this morning, God, again, anoint us and use us. I pray most of all today, Lord, there be one here this morning that's never truly received you as Savior. Lord, never experienced the grace of God in their own heart and their own life. God, I pray here this morning that the convicting prayer of God would fall upon their heart in this very day. Lord, they would step out and receive you by faith. Maybe one cold, indifferent. Maybe one not in the will of God today where they need to be. God, I pray. God, again, just work in our hearts and work in our lives. And Father, may we honor you and worship you, Lord, as we stand in this place. We love you. We thank you. We praise you. In Christ's name we do pray. And all God's people said, amen. You may be seated this morning. Thank you for standing out of the reverence of the reading of the precious word of God. For a few moments this morning, again, a very familiar thought, but a thought that I feel like the Lord's placed upon our heart for this service today. Again, simply, Jesus, there is something about that name. Now, again, you'll notice in the text as we read, certainly it was talking about that name or his name this morning. And certainly that name is still a great name, as we well know today. And so I want us to think about Jesus. There is something about that name from the very time that the angel Gabriel announced to Mary, even until today, no greater name has been given. Hallelujah this morning. No greater life has been lived. No greater individual has impacted human life or humanity like this baby that was born in Bethlehem. Not only as a baby, but as he grew as a man and all the things that he accomplished while he was here upon this earth. Nobody ever lived like the person of the Lord Jesus. No one died and no one else arose again like the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we see this morning the reason for him doing all of that is so that you and I could be saved by the good grace of God. And so today we come now to the text and we see the things that are happening. Again, Peter out preaching, and here, of course, the religious leaders, the Sanhedrin, and all those who were, they were trying to figure out what was just going on. People were being converted. People were being changed. People were being saved. And so they could not figure out this impotent man had been healed. And they could not figure out And so they were wanting to, they were questioning, by what name are you doing? Well, by what authority do you have to do that? And I'm glad we see that time after time, they mention that name that is above every name, the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so this morning, for a few moments, I want to look within this text and some thoughts that God's placed upon my heart. And again, that we might rejoice in this name that is above every name. I realize He's more than just the name. I realize today, as you study the Bible, and you realize that, of course, when the angel announced that His name shall be called Jesus, I tell you what, the Messiah was announced, and He was on His way. And I'm glad that He's already came, and again, that He's bled, died, and suffered, and rose again, and seated at the right hand of God. That's the same name, hallelujah, that we lift up this morning. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. And so today we need to continue to lift up the name of the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no greater name in all the world today than the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to give you some things about this name, some things that I thought about, some things that I see from the text and I see from the Word of God. The first thing that I thought about this name, that there's no greater name this morning than the name of the Lord Jesus, that there is something about this name, as that first of all, I believe to this morning, there is peace in His name. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad? Thank God, no matter what you might be going through, no matter what you might be facing, no matter what the battle or what the storm is, aren't you glad in the midst of it that you can still whisper that name that is above every name? Hallelujah, you can whisper that name of Jesus. And there's just something about that name. Hallelujah, aren't you glad? Thank God in the midnight hour. Hallelujah, when you don't understand and when you don't have the answer, aren't you glad that you can whisper that name? Hallelujah, that's above every name. And I'll tell you what, it'll bring a peace over your heart. Here the old boy, these old boys, Peter, they's out preaching the Word of God. And I'll tell you what, they was being persecuted for preaching the Word of God. But yet they just kept preaching. They just kept proclaiming. They kept lifting up that name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. I believe in the midst of the persecutions and the trials, as we stand for God, I'm glad, hallelujah, He can still whisper peace to my heart. Hallelujah. Thank God. Aren't you glad for the name that is above every name, that name of Jesus this morning? Hallelujah. Thank God. I'm telling you, it'll bring peace. The name of Jesus will bring peace over your heart today, my friend. I don't know what you may be facing, what you may be going through. I'm glad, hallelujah, you can whisper that name. You can look to that name. And this morning, I'm glad there is peace in His name today for those that will receive Him as Savior, for those that will look to Him, for those that will trust Him, for those that will commit to Him and whisper that name. I'm glad there's peace in the name of Jesus this morning. John 14:27, peace I leave with you. The Lord Jesus Himself is familiar, but let me read it to you. John 14:27, peace I leave with you. My peace, hallelujah, my peace, I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Thank God, aren't you glad for the peace that comes from knowing the Lord Jesus Christ? There's peace this morning in that name. And they talk about one day a year being peace and good tidings and all those things to men. Listen, I'm glad I can have peace every day. Hey man, not just one day. And I understand the celebration of Christmas and all that, and I'm not opposed to that. As a matter of fact, God's children, if anybody ought to celebrate it this morning, it ought to be God's people. Hallelujah. Hey man, thank God the world don't even know why they're celebrating. The world in turmoil, and their hearts in turmoil, and their lives in turmoil, and their families in turmoil. But hallelujah, I'm glad I've got peace. Hallelujah, because of the one that was born in Bethlehem. Hallelujah, 2,000 plus years ago. I'm glad that the name of Jesus, there is peace, sweet peace this morning, my friend. And if you need peace in your heart today, I'm telling you, friend, trust this Prince of Peace, the Lord Jesus Christ. But I thought about something else. Not only is there peace in His name, But there's something else that I want you to think about today. There's peace in his name for those that will receive him today, for those that will live for him, for those that will look to him, for those that will trust him. There's peace in that name. But could I say something else today about his name? Not only is there peace, but secondly today, there is peril in his name for those that reject him. Listen, you're never going to have peace in your heart. I'll tell you what, until you call upon the Prince of Peace. Now, I'll tell you what, there'll be peril. There's peril. That word peril simply means danger. There's peril coming your way, if not already in it. There will be coming a day of peril for those that reject this man, this name of the Lord Jesus Christ today. I know that's not popular preaching, and I know that's not the kind of preaching that people want to hear. But friend, if you reject this name that is above every name this morning, I'll tell you what, peril is coming your way. How sad. It don't have to be like that. Think about these religious leaders. Think about the Sanhedrin here. Think about the Sadducees. They didn't believe in the resurrection, and that's the reason they are sad, you see. They didn't believe in the resurrection. Well, friend, whether you believe it or not doesn't change the facts of the matter. He bled, he was born, he bled, he lived perfect, he bled, he died, he suffered on the cross of Calvary, and thank God he rose again victorious over death, hell, and the grave, and is seated at the right hand of God to make intercession for you and I. I'll tell you what, where did Peter get his power to preach? Where did he get their power to heal? I'm telling you what, it wasn't through them. Hallelujah, it was above that name. They kept talking about that name. That name, the sweetest name I know. Hallelujah. Thank God. I'm glad there's peace in the name of Jesus. But friend, understand, there's peril, there's peril, there's peril ahead for those that reject this name of Jesus today, my friend. You can celebrate Christmas all you want to. You can put up all the Christmas trees you want to. You can play all the Christmas music you want to play. You can buy all the gifts and exchange all the gifts you want to exchange. But at the end of the day, if you reject this name of Jesus, you'll die and perish without God. There's peril in his name. There's peace in his name. And you have that peace. But you reject it. And there's peril ahead for you. You say, preacher, why is there peril? Well, I want you to notice in verse 12 of our text this morning, the Bible says in Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other. Now, if you've got a good King James Bible, you might all just mark that. I don't care what the liberals say. I don't care what the religious crowd says. There is salvation in no other. If you're saved today, you're saved by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ and Him alone. Amen. There is salvation. I want you to notice the reason there's peril for those that reject him today, because in verse 12, for neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none. Just go ahead and underline that, none. You know what that means? None. Zero. I mean, let's not get too technical this morning. That means none. That means zero. There means that there's not a chance of any other salvation, any other way. That's why you and I, God, sure ought to rejoice. When Jesus told that crowd, or told those disciples in John 14, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. I'm telling you what, he was already established, and he established it again. And here, the Holy Ghost of God puts upon the heart of Paul to establish it one more time. Hallelujah. Thank God this morning, if you're saved, you ought to rejoice in the God of heaven. Hallelujah. Thank God that you heard the good gospel message, and God put you under Holy Ghost conviction, and brought you to the realization that you've lost lost and undone without God. And then the old leather lung preacher got up, and thank God he didn't tell you about some book or some story or somebody else. He got up and told you about that name that is above every name. Oh, I'm telling you, preached about this man named Jesus, and he began to proclaim the truths of the Word of God and tell you about the love of Jesus and the forgiveness of Jesus and the mercy of Jesus and the long suffering of Jesus and what he done on the cross of Calvary. I'm telling you, hallelujah, I rejoice this morning because I accepted that name where the only salvation could come through and by the Lord Jesus Christ today, my friend. There is no other name. Notice in the text, there's peril today because folks will reject his salvation. Notice what he says. Neither is there salvation, for there is none. Watch it now. Other, what's that next word? Are you still with me? Now see, to the Jewish culture, when a name was given, it was something that was very important, something that was very significant. And as you learned in your Sunday school lesson this morning, of course, when the angel Gabriel came to Mary and told her that she was going to conceive a son that was going to call his name Jesus. I like what the book of Matthew says about it. How when the angel comes to Joseph and lets him know that his name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Hallelujah. Thank God today. Preacher, why is there peril in the name of Jesus? There's peril because they reject his salvation. Friend, if you're here today, you're not rejecting me. Now, you can scoff at me all you want to. You can say whatever you want to about me. You can say whatever you want to about the message. But at the end of the day, it's not me that you're rejecting. You're rejecting this name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. Listen, there's something about that name. There's something about that name. You can mention Muhammad and Buddha and all this other religious mess going around. It don't do anything for you. But you mention this name of Jesus. There's something about that name. There's peace. But then there's peril. I'll get this read after a while. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven. Now that pretty much includes everybody. Unless you believe in somebody out there in spaceships flying around. You got problems this morning, friend. That's all I'm going to say about that. See, all that stuff comes up to discredit the God of the Bible. If you didn't know that, just a little side note. There's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Must be saved. Friend, if you get saved, you get saved the same way I got saved. You get saved the same way everybody else in this building that's saved this morning got saved. Now, your circumstances may be different. Your experience may be different. But you'll get saved this very same way when you call on the name of Jesus. There's peace in that name. But also notice today there's peril for those that reject his name. Notice there's peril for those that reject his salvation. There's peril for those that reject his security. There's peril this morning for those that reject his solution for our sin. Now, whether you want to admit it or not, you and I are sinners this morning. Now, you're either a saved sinner or a lost sinner. And there needed to be a solution for sin. And so we know that solution was God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, even before the foundation of the world, come up with a plan of salvation that the Lord Jesus would come and give his life on the cross of Calvary. But if you reject that name, there's peril headed your way, because there is no other salvation, there is no other security, there is no other solution for our sin other than the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ today, my friend. That's still the message the world needs to hear today. That ought to be the message that excites you and I as children of God. It don't move us much anymore. We've heard it and we've heard it and we've heard it. And so, why, preacher, keep preaching it? Because I don't know anything else to preach. I don't have anything else to preach this morning, my friend, but about this man called Jesus. I understand there's a lot of things within the preaching about Jesus, but at the end of the day, praise God. Maze Jackson, I heard him say this in a message one time, talking to young preachers. He said, fellas, he said, I don't care where you take your text from. He said, I don't care what portion of Scripture you read. He says, you get back to Calvary just as quick as you can get back to Calvary, because it's the message of Calvary, hallelujah, that'll bring conviction upon the hearts of the sinners and bring them to the understanding about this name that is above every name, hallelujah, the Lord Jesus, because there is no salvation, there is no security, there is no serenity, there is no solution other than through him by the Lord Jesus Christ today, my friend. We as God's people ought to rejoice in that. We act like singing about amazing grace is boring. There ain't nothing about grace a boring, and especially amazing grace. Where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. Marvelous, matchless grace this morning. Hallelujah for the grace of Almighty God. There's peace in his name. There's peril in his name. Let me say thirdly today and quickly, there's persecution that comes from proclaiming his name. See, it's the name that the world don't want to hear about. You can talk about anybody else you want to talk about, but now don't you come in here talking about Jesus. It's awful quiet. I mean, we act like we're afraid to talk about him at church. Some of you need a good Holy Dose ghost, a good dose of Holy Ghost on your heart this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. What a name. Amen. What a name this morning. Amen. We don't want the persecution that comes, though. How do you know there's persecution that comes from his name? Look at the text. Oh, the religious crowd's ready to string up Peter and the boys following him right here at this point. They ready. They just want to get rid of. Don't come around here talking about this Jesus stuff. You can talk about anything you want. You can talk about Muhammad. You can talk about Buddha. You can talk about this denomination. You can talk about this, that denomination. You can talk about anything, but just mention the name of Jesus. And I can promise you it's going to bring persecution. Jesus said, he told his disciples, they've persecuted me, they'll persecute you. Well, right here we see a great example of that. Think about this for a moment. This impotent man couldn't walk. And we see that he gets healed through the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. And the religious crowd's trying to figure all that out. And while they're trying to figure all that out, Peter's preaching and people are being... I'm talking about good things are happening. People are being healed. I'll talk about the healing in just a minute. But people are being healed and people are being saved. And people are being encouraged. People are following the Lord Jesus. And the religious crowd's going, I'm afraid we've got some of that in the good Baptist churches. God's wanting to do something. Hallelujah. God's wanting to do something. God's wanting to move. God's still wanting to save. God's still wanting to heal. God's still wanting to put families back together. God's still wanting to do something. And the religious crowd sitting back going, I wonder what they're doing now. Praise God, I'll tell you what we ought to do, church. Let's just keep lifting up this name that is above every name. Oh, yes, the persecution might come. Oh, and it will come. The world will persecute us. The religious crowd may persecute us. But just keep lifting up this name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. That, why? Because there's just something about that name. You can go to Washington, D.C. tomorrow. And you can go up there and you can talk about the Republicans. You can talk about the Democrats. You can talk about this person in power, that person in power. But you mention the name of Jesus and see what happens. They don't want to hear that name. Hadn't it been for the hand of God, America would not be what she is today. If it wouldn't have been for preachers that come here, hallelujah, and started and helped start this nation and kept preaching the gospel, we wouldn't be what we are today. Do you understand that a lot of the schools that were founded when America was first founded and for several years thereafter was Christian colleges? They were preacher schools. The Ivy League schools, go back and study it. They were established by that name that is above every name. But see, the problem in our day is people don't want to hear that name. There's peace in that name. There's peril for those that reject that name. But then there's persecution for those that will proclaim it. Go to school tomorrow and talk about Jesus and see what happens. Go to the workplace tomorrow and talk about Jesus and see what happens. Now, a lot of us are fortunate we have areas that we can go into and talk about those things. And there's a lot of other believers and there's a lot of... But you get in certain places. Notice what happens to Peter. Look in verses 17 and 18 of our text chapter this morning, chapter 4. Notice they bind them, they come to them, and verse 17 says, but they spread it no further among the people. Let us straightly threaten them. Like that was going to stop the work of God. Let us straightly threaten them that they speak henceforth to no man in this name. In other words, they're going to say, come here, boys. Now y'all can talk about anything you want to. But now, this name of Jesus, it's got to stop. It's got to stop. And see, that's what our liberal society is trying to do to us today. Don't you sit here and think for a minute that there's not workings going on in our society right now to do everything they can to keep this name from being mentioned. Verse 18, and they called them and commanded them. It didn't say it suggested. They commanded them. They called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach what? In the name of Jesus. They're not suggesting, they're commanding. But I kind of like what old Peter tells them here. You know what he's telling them? Now you can say whatever you want to. But we're going to do it anyhow. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm glad somebody told me about Jesus. Amen. There's something about that name. Amen. There's something about that name. There just happens to be something about that name. It'll bring peace to those that will believe. It brings peril to those that reject. It brings persecution to those that will proclaim it. But let me give you one other thing this morning before I close. Well, let me say this about the persecution. Let me read you something quickly. You don't have to turn. Let me read it to you quickly. I've got to get done. Matthew chapter 5, verses 10 through 12. Jesus says this, "Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." You know what Jesus is saying? Just keep lifting up that name. Oh yes, there's persecution. There's peril. There's peace. But lastly this morning, and the reason it brings persecution, let me say this and I'll move on to my last point. But this name brings conviction. You get to talking about Jesus and it will bring conviction. That's the reason they don't want you to mention that name. Because it brings conviction, but not only does it bring conviction, but it also brings exposure. The name of Jesus brings conviction, it brings exposure. So just go ahead and strap on your belt, put on your armor. Get suited up, because if you mention this name, there's going to be persecution to come. But listen, honey, it'll be worth every mile and every trial and every tear when we see Jesus. Notice there's peril. There's peace, there's peril, there's persecution, but lastly, there's power in this name. There's power in the name of Jesus. Notice in our text this morning, first of all, there's power to heal. Now, preacher, don't you be talking that healing stuff now. Well, friend, if you've ever been sick and got healed, it was the power of Jesus that done it. I mean, can anybody in here this morning just raise in a testimony of their hand that they know that there's times that they were sick in body, and yes, they went to the doctor, and yes, they got the medicine, and yes, they done all that the doctor said to do, but they realized deep down in their heart it was because of the hand of the Lord Jesus. They called upon His name. He's the one that brought the healing. This impotent man, hallelujah, couldn't get around, couldn't walk, but hallelujah, because of the name of Jesus. You say, "Preacher, I don't believe that stuff." Well, that's the reason you're still sick. That's the reason, hallelujah, you can't get better. Maybe it is because that you hadn't called, that you hadn't believed on the name of the Lord Jesus today. Now, I understand that it's not always His will to heal here. And if you want me to come and touch you and heal you, then friend, I'm telling you, you are badly mistaken. Benny Hinn can't do it, nor none of the rest of that crowd can't do it. Peter didn't heal this man. He believed on the name of Jesus. Boy, that's power, isn't it? I mean, there's some that God just give. I mean, that the doctors just give up on. And they'll say something like this: "It's in the hands of God." Well, He's in His hands anyhow. You know, we're guilty of saying that. Well, you know, He's just in the hands of God. Well, it's in His hands to start with. It ain't never got out of His hands. Hallelujah. They say it's out of our hands. And then something miraculous happens. God, in His mercy and His grace, just decides that He's going to intervene on the situation. Listen, even that religious crowd had to sit back and say, "Now, wait just a minute. We ain't never seen nothing like this before. What in the world's going on? Archie, a year ago, I guess it's been a year ago, you just didn't know." Well, preacher, he went to Dr. Grody, and Dr. Grody gave him some medicine. Who in the world do you think give the knowledge to make the medicine with? Who helped give the hands to the doctors that could touch and help? Hallelujah, it's the hand of Almighty God. I'm telling you what, if there's any healing takes place, I'm glad God can still heal. Hallelujah. There's power in His name to heal. Archie Miller's sitting here this morning because God, hallelujah, in His grace and His mercy, just decided to leave Him with us a little longer.
Yes, sir.
I'm kind of glad He did, aren't you? You better say amen right there. I'll keep you to 2 o'clock.
Amen.
Somebody says He's probably going to do it anyhow. If you're sick, go to the doctor. I'm not telling you that at all. But hallelujah, don't put your faith in the doctor. Put your faith in the one, hallelujah, that can touch and heal. Why? Because there's power. There's power. There's power in His name. If our younger generation don't catch on to this. Listen to me. If our younger generation don't catch on to this, they're going to miss out. You'll not believe the elderly folks that I visit. Now, I'm going to have prayer with them before I ever leave anyhow. And I'll say something like this. Is there anything I can do for you today? Anything in the world you need? No, preacher, there's not a thing I need today. But there is one thing I want you to do. I want you to pray for me. I said, we're going to do that. You know what's happening? They're not depending on me. They're depending on Him. They just want somebody to pray for them. You don't think you have anything you can do? Bless your little old pea-picking heart this morning. I tell you what you can get. Do you can get in your prayer closet somewhere and start praying for some of these people. Take them to the throne of grace in the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. Why? Because He still has the power to heal this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. That'll make me want to preach another hour. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus this morning. He has the power to heal. Most of them, I don't know why I'm saying this. I'm hoping some of our younger folks will get this. You go out and visit them, and they're in a nursing home, or they're at home, and a lot of them would love to be here, but they can't. And you know what they got real close to them, Miss Debbie? Oh, they've got it real close. It'll be laying right there real close to where they can just pick it up. And a lot of times I'll go and say, preacher, just got finished reading my Bible. Or preacher, I got up this morning. I like to read mine early, because if I don't, I doze off during the day. I'm thinking, hallelujah, I know what's talking about there. If I had time to take a nap, that is. Why? Because of this name.
Yes, sir. Amen.
They know there's power in this name. I can't tell you how many of them have told me, preacher, I've read the Bible through every year for the last umpteen years. There's something about that name. Most of the time, some of them has a television on, some of them hardly ever see a television on. And I'm not preaching against television, don't misunderstand. If it gives you some solace, then have at it. But a lot of times they won't even have the TV on. There's something about that name. Jesus. Jesus. There's something about that name. There's peace for those that will accept it. There's power for those that reject it. There's persecution for those that claim it. And there's power for those that believe it. There's power to heal. My, time flies when you're having fun. There's power in His name. There's power to heal. There's power to save. Right from the text. Verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. Friend, you won't get saved believing in the Baptist church. You won't get saved believing in the Methodist church. You won't get saved and believing in the Presbyterian church. You'll get saved when you believe in the name of Jesus. There's power to save. Did we not read somewhere in there it said something about 5,000? Man, would that not have been a meeting to be a part of? Brother Archie, I've been to some good meetings in my time. I've been to some pretty tough meetings, and I've been to some pretty dry meetings. But could you imagine being in a meeting where 5,000 got saved? That's power. Power to take an old hell-bound sinner. And that's where we were headed. They reject that salvation. You reject that salvation. You reject that security. You reject that solution. You're headed to hell. But hallelujah, somebody preached about Jesus and lifted up that name, and I accepted that name. Therefore, this morning, I am saved, I'm saved, I'm saved, because I have trusted in the name of Jesus today. Yeah. There's power to heal. There's power to save, to change and transform your life. Right. Well, preacher, I'm trying to do better. You can't. Well, preacher, I want to be able to live the Christian life before I get saved. You can't. It won't work with it, brother. You must have tried that. You must have been like me. You thought you'd try that. It won't work. But I tell you what will work. The name of Jesus. You don't have to tell me. You don't have to call on me. Just call on Jesus. There's just something about that name. There's power to heal. There's power to save. But then there will be power one day that you will bow in His name. You will bow in reverence and submission to that name. Preacher, I won't ever do it. Well, according to Scripture, you will. Now, the book of Philippians teaches that every knee should bow and every tongue should confess. But you know what the book of Romans teaches us? Every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess. Right. There's something about that name. Man. You will bow in reverence and submission. Preacher, I'll never do it. You sure will. Man. You can either do it now to your salvation, or you can do it one day into your own condemnation, your own judgment. See, and it's all up to you. Jesus has already made the way. As we've already said this morning, He is the way. But there's just something. There's just something about that name. Oh, it'll bring peace to those that will believe Him, call on Him. Bring peril to those that reject Him. It'll bring persecution to those that proclaim it, but let it come. Peter wasn't going to let that stop him. Christian, don't let that stop you. Keep proclaiming that name. But there's power in that name. Power to heal, power to save. And then there's power that will bring us into reverence and submission to proclaiming Him as the Son of God. Now, I'm not real smart. Never have claimed to be. But I think the wisest thing that you could do, friend, the very wisest thing that you could do this very day is bow here now and call on the name of Jesus. Preacher, will He save me? He said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He doesn't turn people away. Show me in the Scriptures. Show me in the Scriptures where Jesus turned anybody away. I don't care who they were. I don't care what they had done. And I don't even care how they treated him. Even old Judas, he done everything he could do to reach old Judas. But you know what happened to him? He rejected him. He just couldn't ever figure out there was just something about that name. The wisest thing you could do today, friend, is come and call upon the name of Jesus. If you're here this morning lost, come and call on the name of Jesus. You're here this morning and you're backslid on God. You're not where you need to be. He has the power to put you back where you need to be. Why don't you come call on Him? You're going through a storm. You're going through a trial. You're going through a sickness. Preacher, I just don't know if I believe it. So that's your problem. Preacher, are you telling me that God's going to heal me or God's going to take care of the situation? I can't tell you what God's going to do. But I can tell you this. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. And He said His grace would be sufficient. And He's all, if nothing else, He can speak peace to your heart. To face whatever it may be that you have to face. You don't have to face it alone. You can always whisper the name of Jesus. Stand to our feet all over the building this morning, Brother Scotty. You come get us a song of invitation. You need to come. Come on.